Today on Gardening in a Minute, mealybugs. Mealybugs are soft-bodied insects that can wreak havoc in a garden. These pests are about 1/8 of an inch long, pinkish or yellowish, and often covered with cottony white filaments. They can infest all plant parts, including roots, stems, flowers, and fruits. The female mealybug can lay as many as 600 eggs, up to 15 times per year, so populations can quickly become very large. Mealybugs feed on the soft tissues of many plants, injecting a toxic saliva that causes curling and contortion of leaves. Infected plants may look stunted, their buds failing to flower, and fruits becoming deformed. Mealybugs also excrete a substance called honeydew, which provides a meal for ants and a great medium for a black fungus called sooty mold. For more information about mealybugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain gardens. Rain gardens are an easy way to return water to our aquifer and reduce erosion and stormwater runoff. Rain gardens are shallow areas that collect rain, using plants to filter the water before letting it soak into the ground. Rain gardens work best when placed at the bottom of downspouts or naturally low spots in the landscape, usually where water tends to puddle. They're especially useful for collecting runoff from paved surfaces. Rain gardens can be any size or shape and can attract thirsty wildlife. You can make yours into a bog garden by adding carnivorous plants. The plants you choose will depend on how much sun your site gets. Make sure you select plants that are not just water tolerant, but also drought tolerant for the times between rains. For more information about rain gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sand pears. Many fruit trees thrive in Florida, but only one edible pear, the Asian sand pear. Asian sand pears are crisp and juicy like apples, with a slightly gritty texture, hence their name. They have a firm skin, so it can be hard to tell when they're ripe. Pick them when they're full-sized, testing a few first to evaluate their sweetness. The fruit will not ripen any further once picked. This attractive tree can be easily grown in the northern half of the state and is drought-tolerant once established. Sand pears will grow up to 30 feet tall. They like fertile, well-drained soil and full sun. Mulch your tree to help keep moisture in the soil. With regular feeding, it should bear fruit within 3 years. For more information about pears and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sweet corn. In the summer, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob. Sweet corn is an especially tasty type of corn that you can actually grow in your own backyard. Sweet corn needs at least 8 hours of sun and should be planted in blocks or in several adjacent rows for adequate pollination. Sweet corn can be yellow, white, or a combination of the two. There are three different kinds of sweet corn: normal sugary, sugary enhanced, and super sweet. Harvest your sweet corn when the kernels are filled and tightly packed. Test them with your fingernail to see if they're juicy and plump. When corn ears are ripe, they must be picked within a day or two and eaten immediately for best flavor. For more information about sweet corn, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spider lily. The spider lily is a Florida native popular to the southern part of the state for its exceptional foliage and snow-white flowers. This clumping perennial has long, dark green leaves that grow directly from an underground bulb and reach a height of 2 to 3 feet. In summer and fall, the spider lily produces many gorgeous white flowers that are fragrant, long-lasting, and delicate. The plant grows quickly and makes an excellent self-seeding tall ground cover. It can also be used in borders or as a specimen plant. Plant your spider lily in full sun or part shade in well-drained soil. This plant is very tolerant of drought, wet conditions, and even salt spray, but it can't take cold temperatures, so it's ideal for the coastal South Florida landscape. For more information about spider lily and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.